Welcome to the Effortless Mom Podcast, where we help you make healthy living and being a Proverbs 31 woman feel oh so effortless. What if? I love that question. What if? What if you can create moments so special that it feels like you're outside of time? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today, my sister. Making time for our health, wealth, and stealth, honey. As always, well, at least for the past two episodes, we're going to focus on this model, health, wealth, and stealth, to ensure that you are not only prioritizing your health of your family, but also prioritizing your mental health and spiritual life. Let's get started, girl. For today's health segment, let's talk about getting active. For many of us, getting active can feel like buzzwords to make us feel burnt out before we begin. But in reality, as mothers, we need to make that mindset shift from feeling overwhelmed to embracing more opportunities to spend with those we love. I know, this can feel daunting, but as we embrace healthier eating habits that boost the immunities of our beautiful children and celebrating the wins of our husbands eating a salad for dinner, yay! And choosing to ignore the pound of cheese and steak that he dropped on it because he's eating greens and colorful veggies. Hallelujah! I want to also encourage all of us to create consistent opportunities for us to simply play. And you know what? We are all going to do it together. So what does that look like? I have a couple of tips that will help you get the whole family moving while creating beautiful memories too. So let's start with number one. If you have competitive children, or spouse, or if you tend to work out earlier in the Boca and they don't get a chance to see you and how you move, I want to encourage you to challenge all of your children, even your teenagers if you have older children, to see if they can catch you and then book it across the yard. Okay, so make them all go outside, including your husband, and then just run out, jump off the deck and say, "You can't catch me." See what they say. Let them know that you used to be a track star in high school or in your head, and run as fast as you can. It may sound silly, but they will also look at you crazy, but they may laugh, but they will also join in, or they'll get the best laugh of their lives because somebody gonna join in and they're gonna make it fun. What does this do? One, it creates a great memory. It just, you cutting loose and just being a beautiful vessel of Yahuwah that's just not where people think. But the other thing is that it boosts endorphins and brings joy. It gets the whole family moving just for a few minutes. I mean, if you really were a track star, y'all moving for like an hour, hallelujah. But for a lot of people, it'd be a few minutes. But anyway, this also lowers stress hormones, which causes a list of negative health effects, which is beneficial for everybody. Now, I know, if that's not your thing, I got something else for you, okay? And this is very simple to do. What you can do is you can schedule time for your family to stretch or even have a workout together for just 10 minutes a few times a week. A few times can be 4 days a week, it could be 3 days a week, and you can go down the list. If you only have time for 1 day a week, make something that is consistent. Because with being consistent, you will A, build bonding experiences for you and your family, B, create opportunities for fun and that doesn't include electronics, and C, and most important in my opinion, it will create moments that will last a lifetime. Whatever you decide to do, do it with the intention to bond and build. This does not have to be long. 10 minutes is more than enough if that's all you have. But those intentional moments will do more than boost your health. They will build the family culture and create amazing memories. Speaking of great memories, this week's wealth segment is building upon strengthening the family structure. Quick plug, if you don't know what I'm talking about, welcome to the podcast. For the past few episodes, we have covered ways to set the tone and structure of the home that fits the vision that Yahuwah has for your household and how it begins with you. I want to invite you to check out those episodes because they have a wealth of knowledge, pun not intentional, from queen mothers who have been there, done that, and living their best Titus 2 lives. Shout out to them. I love them and their wisdom so much. Okay, So let's build upon the tone of the home. In one of our women's lessons times, one of our beautiful Malka said, "What kind of home do you want to be? What kind of home will your husband come home to? Is it a beautiful country house? Is it a castle? Or is it a trap house? Is it a house he is excited to come home to? Or is it the house that he actively tries to avoid as long as possible?" If you're not married due to a particular circumstance, think of this in relation to your relationship with Yahusha. Either way, how are you producing fruit and creating a house that your spouse and Yahusha desires to dwell in? We as mothers and women have been given the delegated authority to build a strong structure and set the tone of the home in the Ruach, that's the spirit, and in the natural. And that can be a space where the love of your life can be excited to come home to. So, how do you create the home that you want to be? First, create time for you and Yahusha. If you don't have direction from the Ruach HaKodesh, it won't work. So what does that mean? It means that building a relationship with Yahusha, that's where your direction is going to come in. That's where you know what kind of house that you want to be and what does that look like. Because it sounds vague to say, what kind of house do I want to be? But think about what attributes that will contribute to your home. These are kind of things that will help you to shape and mold, because maybe Yahusha will tell you what kind of house he wants you to be, or your spouse. Whatever that is, start with going into prayer. If you need to, fast. And this will help you to identify what kind of house that you are building. The second thing, examine what you are putting in your Ruach. One question that was really helpful is it building your relationship with your spouse and Yahusha, or is it causing division? So what does that mean? If you are constantly watching trash TV, trash movies, where the woman is just straight, you know, bobbing, weaving with her head and giving the man grief, that's going into your Ruach, and what you constantly see, you become. So if you're constantly seeing drama, what's going to come out? If you're constantly surrounding your people that is in a difficult place, in the sense of their life is drama and they dwell in it and there's no change, they're not trying to change, they just say this is who they are, then you're constantly beholding them. So that's what you become. So you got to think about these things. What do you need to remove and change in your life to become the house, the tone, the structure that your spouse and Yahusha needs? And the third thing is, examine what you are currently doing to build the kingdom of Yahusha and your house. So one question is, can you see the desire to uplift and build within you? If not, seek Yahusha on how to build that desire so that your heart is craving to build a home that invites Yahusha's presence and makes your spouse feel at ease. And sis, don't worry. You don't have to stress or overthink this. Allow the Ruach HaKodesh, that's the Holy Spirit if you don't know Hebrew like that, to guide you through consistent prayer and fasting. One thing about the Ruach, he will always provide direction from Yahusha. Abba has all the answers. And we'll be happy, happy to give you the first step if you are willing to submit to him. And the last piece is, take those directions from the Ruach, all that, all those questions, all those answers to those questions, take them all, make a beautiful soup with them, and run with them, okay? By taking those steps, you will see a huge difference in your home, the demeanor of your husband, and in your relationship with Yahusha. Now, I got a little bit of a quick story for you. When the ladies met to discuss Proverbs 31, Malka Kayil, shout out to her, I love you, double honors, asked us the question, what type of house do you desire to be? And I thought to myself and wrote down a country house. I thought peaceful, shalom, that's what I wrote down. As I began to apply the principles taught to us, I noticed that my husband felt the urge to set up our garden, to keep chickens, and now our backyard is a little homestead. I share this because I am a testimony that if you strive to become a woman, that your head can place his batak, his trust in you, Yahuwah will make your progress manifest in the natural for the world to see. But that starts with you working on you, which leads into our stealth segment. So let's go ahead and get the music right. Perfect. Sis, this episode is a lot to think about. So let's take a second to breathe. I want to invite you to take another breath. Think about your safe place. If you don't have one, create one. In your mind, think about the most peaceful space in nature created by Yahuwah. Think about running water nearby, hearing the birds chirping in the distance, and give yourself space to be in complete shalom. Now embrace this moment and tell Abba how much you appreciate him. Take another moment to be grateful for all he has done for you and how he is continually providing and showing favor upon you. In these still moments, we allow our mindset to reset and live outside of time. Whether it's for 2 minutes or an hour, always give yourself space to embrace stillness. Now, in your still moment with Yahusha today, I want to encourage you to ask him to find the meat of this episode that will help you and your family flow in the tone and structure you desire to set for your home. Allow Alua to show you how to become the type of house you want to be for him and your Ish, that's your husband, a little Hebrew word there. And open yourself to receive instruction on how to clean up all the areas that need some renovations and touch-ups within your being. By creating space to be vulnerable and trusting Yahusha, you will begin to see the pieces of structure and balance come together in your home, in the spiritual and in the natural. And you'll have something to look forward to. Once the renovations are done internally, you'll be able to focus on the fun part, decorating. But that's in another episode. Alrighty, my beautiful sisters, I hope you found this episode helpful and inspiring, sis. As always, I would love to connect with you. Please comment on this episode, find me on social media, and let me hear how Abba is impacting your life. Until the next episode, sending shalom and love.